This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild lost to the Kings in Los Angeles last night 4-2. Head coach John Hines, though, says he wasn't mad about the way his team played.
You know, I think if you look at Ozone time and know that we were more physical on their D, I liked our first. I thought third period we made a good push. Second period we got outplayed. To me that was the story of the game.
Ryan Hartman and Jared Spurgeon scored the goals while Philip Gustafson took the loss in net. Minnesota ends the long road trip with a game on Thursday in Seattle. Sweden took the gold medal in the World Juniors in St. Paul with a 4-2 win over Czechia last night. Canada claimed the bronze with a 6-3 win over Finland. The Gopher women's basketball team ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. They lost at ninth-ranked Michigan last night 70-60. Grace Kerholski led the way with 22 points. Minnesota coach Don Plitzewite says the team faded late.
In the fourth quarter, a couple things certainly went against us. One, I think we lost some of our discipline to do a couple of things. We fouled too much. They got to the free throw line during that stretch. And then when that happened, it felt like it kind of compounded.
The Gophers are 10-3. The Gopher men host 19th-ranked Iowa tonight. Minnesota head coach Nico Medved says the Hawkeyes are a tough opponent.
They know on both ends of the floor how they play, how they win, how they're successful. They've obviously got one of the best players in the conference in Bennett Sturts, who's just a handful, you know, on the pick and roll, and even in one-on-one ISO situations. They're tough-minded.
The tip time tonight is 7 o'clock at the barn. There are tickets still available. Gophersports.com to watch some big-time Big Ten basketball. Pro basketball, the Wolves are home tonight as well. In Minneapolis, they host the Miami Heat. It was clean out the locker day at Vikings headquarters in Eagan yesterday, the day after the team season ended with a win over Green Bay and a 9-8 season record. Receiver Jalen Naylor is a pending free agent and says he wouldn't mind being back in purple.
Just wait and see where this offseason is heading. Hopefully I could be back.
This is MNN Sports.